Sure. Welcome to your first podcast.
Why, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, absolutely. I showed up. Woohoo!
All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany!
I'm here with Kara.
That's my name.
A.K.A.
Hot Mess Homemaker.
Which is the best name.
Thank you.
And then we also have...
Miss Daphne. Oh,
Miss Daphne with us. You might hear her in the background.
Mm-hmm. So many things to look at. She loves microphones, so this is an exciting day for her too. Miss DJ Repke.
Ooh.
Wiggle, 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 whoa. She used to say that a lot until.
So cute.
Yeah.
She is so cute. How old
great.
Is she now?
She turned one in July, so she's like a year and a half or so, getting there.
She's
yeah.
so big.
I know. Yes, 96th percentile big.
Okay,
yeah, she's the opposite of Nova. Nova was like one percentile, and Daphne's on the other end of the spectrum, which is just great to have both and experience that. Nova was just a peanut, and Daphne's a donut.
Yeah.
And it's great. She can wear Nova's clothes, like her hand-me-downs from like last year.
Oh my gosh, that's
awesome.
So funny.
Yeah, she's caught up. Now they're like, they can share clothes,
and
kind
Nova's
of.
Like what, seven?
She's six.
Oh,
She'll
six.
Be seven in February.
Okay, I knew someone
yeah.
close. Okay.
So they're 5 years apart, which is a great gap because Nova's super helpful and intuitive and like really wanted this, you know, baby sibling and
cute.
Loved playing with babies when she was little. So it's fun. It's really fun watching them together.
That's so great.
Sorry, I'm a sloucher, so I slink away.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then I'll come back.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's why I have to, keep.
We're here working on posture.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
This is the Posture Podcast.
Posture Podcast. Yep, set up straight.
We work on our posture and we talk about things.
So you are pretty neat.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's nice of you to say.
Yeah. How did you get the name Hot Mess Homemaker?
Well, it fits, doesn't it, if you know me. I'm a bit of a whirling dervish, I would say, a creative... yes, I've got a lot going on. And, you know, someone did call me Hot Mess as like several people I'm sure have called me a hot mess, you know, after running into me. And if you met me, 10, 15, 20 years ago, absolutely big hot mess. I'm like a lukewarm mess now. I mean, sometimes it's hot, but it's kind of, and I think that it hurt, I think, to be just like called out on that. It's like, because I felt like something is like wrong with me, you know, like for a long time, I've just felt like I'm, you know, I can't do things the way other people do things. I feel like I didn't have the follow through. I've had so many gazillions of ideas, and the ones, I've started some things and then abandoned them and because I ran out of dopamine, it didn't give it anymore, so I had to move on to the next thing that I was interested in. So that made me feel a lot of shame for not completing those projects or following those things through, or feeling like I needed to keep the performance up of those ideas that I had started. Like I was, you know, really into making jewelry, but I just couldn't really do that anymore. I didn't want to do it in the way that I was doing it, you know, like finding all these beautiful things and spending tons on materials and spending tons of time, and then it's like you have to charge this all this money, and adding that into it is awful. Monetizing that joy right out of it. And then I would feel all this disappointment and rejection when they didn't sell and all that. And so now I've got my keys. That's such a fun toy. So that's where I think Hot Mess comes from. Oh, is she put the panic on? Did she put the doors open?
No doors open, but I think, would you like to know?
Yeah, sure, you can.
You know Brittany as a podcast host extraordinaire. Did you know she doubles as a gifted photographer? For weddings, businesses, headshots, portraits? Don't settle for a cell phone photo. Call a pro. For any of your photo needs, it's Brittany Photography. Everyone has a story. What's yours?
Project. All these like concepts, all these ideas, I started kind of building the framework for, because I see the whole picture and I get really excited about it, and then I start kind of at the end, and by the time I get back to where I should have begun, you know, like starting at the end of the book, like I get to the beginning where it told, like, set everything up and cart in front of the horse kind of situation here, I just ran out of steam. And so I'd have like storefronts and no product for them, sure. You know? So it was like a make-believe Main Street of this like ghost town or like this film set, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Here's all these different concepts of mine or all these ideas that I didn't follow through with. And so it's like Imposter Alley. Imposter right up my alley. You know, I love alleys. I love alleys. And, you know, with the homemaker element of my moniker is, I wanted to create something out of being home with the kids. I knew, like, I was kind of, like, raised to be this like codependent traditional wife sort of.
Yeah.
And
is that what you always wanted?
I thought so. Okay. You know, I thought that maybe yeah, that's like what you do, right? You just like you grow up and you find that person and you're supposed to find the one. Gotta make sure you do your due diligence. Go out there and look for that one. All you have to do is find the person and then everything will be perfect, right? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's not what the story or how things went isn't how I envisioned them to go, but I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, like I knew I wanted a family and kids I have that, and they're great, and yeah. It's, I sound not excited about my life there.
No, you do,
and, like, or about, you know, marriage is hard, and, I like, love my marriage to Bob in the, I have been allowed to, you know, expand and grow and change the idea of who I am or need to be or who I can show up as in this world and not just, I don't know, the idea of motherhood and being a partner and spouse and wife and stuff, what that meant to me, like, when I was young versus what it means to me now. And so we're, you know, giving each other space to just like grow and communicate and take care of our family. And it's a work in progress every single day. And it's kind of just rolling with the flow, and sometimes one person has to show up a little bit more and the other person, you know, can't. It's kind of give and take.
Edit that out.
You're gonna have to like Google Translate to like normal person insert normal communication style and with current slang and creative puns, please.
Oh my gosh. Just AI of our whole conversation.
Yes, exactly. Like, please translate this to make sense. Please bullet point this.
No, this is great. It's making sense.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So I'm a creative person. I did go to college. Not saying everybody needs to go to college to get an art degree. Yeah. I did go to the University of Minnesota in Duluth because I thought I needed to go to college, and my brother went there, and so I kind of just like followed him there. I went post-secondary, so my senior year I was like ready to get out of high school. I wanted to go, and so I applied for the post-secondary program in Duluth, which was like 5 hours away from my hometown, and I didn't get in. They didn't accept it, and I had to be in like the top like whatever of my class, and then I wrote them back and I was like, no, I really want to do this. And they were like, okay. And so I went. So oh I went my senior year because a big reason why I went was because you could get the first year of like college free. Like you could get your generals paid for. And you know I love a good deal.
Yeah.
Free that's, is my favorite four-letter so word.
Cool. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I got like a year of education paid for, and then, you know, I had that experience and those growing pains of being away from home, but still being like able to come home, and I did that. And so I did like want to do kind of an interdisciplinary make up my own thing with like kind of I knew that I was like creative and artistic and I kind of was businessy minded. So I wanted to do like art and like learn some business stuff and do my own thing. And they were like, you need to come up with this big plan. And I was like, oh no, this is the end of me. Big plan for this like degree and what you're gonna do, and they like rejected it or whatever. And so I just took art classes, just all of their art classes, just a general like studio degree, and so that was all fine and dandy. I felt like I,
I got this.
There we go.
What's that? Oh my gosh. Dogs and babies are my favorite thing
so
in the world.
So sweet.
Hi, honeys.
Oh, such a sweet puppy. Hi. Oh, the puppy kisses. Oh, another puppy.
Oh, one's coming in.
Oh, my goodness. It is your lucky day. Hi. Yeah, puppy. That sounded like puppy.
Yep, that
sure
was.
Sure did. That was a puppy.
Was that a first puppy word?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
We may have recorded.
Good. Clean off all that stuff on your face. Maybe the tomato soup. Clean off your tomato soup. Okay, back to the puppies. So yeah, I got an art degree, and I'm, you know, proud of myself for finishing finishing school and getting that piece of paper.
What was your plan going into school, and then your plan that actually happened?
I remember my dad saying, I just need to get a piece of paper. You know, they're just pushing college hard that you needed to get this this degree or else you're never going to find a job. You know what I mean? Like, and it was all about this finding this job. Like, but they also were like, it doesn't, you know, you can do kind of whatever. But the big thing for them was like, find that man, you know, find that man. Yeah. And then that man will just like take care of everything. Right.
Yeah. And how did that pan out?
Oh my goodness, did I go searching for that man who will take care of me?
You did?
I went searching high and low. And you know, found myself just kind of stumbling into these relationships because I was very codependent and looking for that person and wanted to be taken care of. And so I'm like, oh, this person's taking care of me, but not really. And then was in some kind of not good relationships, bad dynamics, you know, narcissist, someone bipolar, and then so some icky things. And then, you know, just kind of always like serial monogamous sort of, or serial getting into relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like just not the right word. But you know what I mean? Just kind of
like serial dating.
Yeah. Serial. Like I would just go to, and now I'm dating this person and I'm going to see if this person will fit into this puzzle of my life. Yeah. And then it's like I was kind of putting on this mask and mirroring. That's a big thing with, you know, neurodivergence and stuff. And sometimes with autism and ADHD, you mirror the person who's in front of you. And so I think I did that a lot with a lot of relationships. And with a lot of people, you know, you get excitable when they're excited about you. And then I'm, you know, like, oh, that feels good. And it's kind of like this, like, validating, you know, but it's like false. And so when you finally come to or realize that you've been wearing this mask and you like start to take it off and you're like, oh my gosh, like what is my life? Who am I like with? And what am I doing? And is this what I want?
Yeah.
So then I felt very like motivated, by these breakups and these like heartbreaks, like, oh, this wasn't the right person, but like I have all this energy, this newfound desire to find the right one.
Yeah.
And so I get back out there and try to find the right one and stumble into another thing. So that it was it's interesting just looking back at your life and recognizing some patterns that that you had that was difficult to get out of, and you wonder why, you know, kind of wonder why was this so hard? Why was this so hard for me to like, to do things a little, you know, differently, or, you know, how come these things seemed so difficult for me? And so I've been able to give myself a little bit more grace, give my younger self a little bit more grace and understanding, because I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't. And I can't get mad at myself for just not having that awareness about myself. So to make different choices. And like I said, where I'm at right now today, I am, you know, thanking my lucky stars for this life I have.
Yeah, no, and your life is great. Look at you have two beautiful daughters, and
yeah.
If you enjoyed this podcast, show your support and join our Patreon team. Go to excelsiorp.com.
Yeah, and I'm doing the creative, like I knew that I wanted, love. Yes, I knew that I wanted to do something creative while being able to be present for my family, being able to be home and on my own schedule. That's the biggest thing. I cannot be held like accountable for like a 9-to-5. Like I will get, because that's putting on a mask for me, is having to show up in a way that they want me to, and you know, put on my uniform and go like all the bartending and serving, you know, it's great for the cash, you know, getting that reward for putting that mask on, and so it made it worth it. But man, was it exhausting just kind of, you know, doing that mask, that mirrored mask, where you're just kind of reflecting back all of this stuff to people and being this like performer for people. I don't have to do that. I can just be myself. Yeah. And there are times, yes, when, you know, it's, you know, giving me anxiety to go out in public and talk to people. But not as much anymore, because I'm doing my thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And you, it's so funny how you, like, we always have like an idea of what we want to be, and that always changes.
Absolutely.
It's like the universe is like, we have other plans for you.
Well, and you're not just becoming one thing. Like, we have this singularity kind of complex, I think, that we're reaching a singular goal. Yeah. Like everything is going to this one vantage point. All of the lines in your life, all of the idea, all of the stuff is going. And there's, I don't know, I think a little bit of, yes, this, like, everything kind of merges in a singularity at the end, if you want to get into that. But but having the what was I saying?
what we were
I went off into into infinity and then I couldn't come back. I'm way out there. I'm way out there in space. Please come back.
We were talking about how we have an idea for ourselves. I love this.
I know, right? Chaos.
Kids and dogs, chaos.
Yeah. Yes, we have this idea about what our life is going to be like, or what we want it to be like. But if you hold fast to, if you're like gripping at, it needs to be like this. All of these dots and all of these, everything, all these bows need to be tied up and everything needs to look perfect. If you're stuck on that control and that perfectionism, you won't be able to enjoy your life.
Yeah.
No matter how close it gets to look like perfection.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just rolling with it and taking what comes in and just being observant of what I'm feeling, what my kids, what my family's feeling, what the home needs, what my friends need, what my, you know, businesses that I'm helping out need, and just being in tune with stuff. And it feels really good, because it feels like that, you know, flow, Mahai Chickson, Mahai, his concept of flow, and that you're playing, you know, you're in a, I'm in a state of play. Like I get to play. And in my way, not like, I hate playing with kids. Like I hate playing the make believe and like all this, like, let's play this game, play this block. No, don't want to do that. But my playing, you know, creating things out of nothing, creating like sculptures.
Hold on. Are you saying that you get so like, you can't get into playing with
kids? Oh no, it's the worst. It's, I mean, I have to step outside and enjoy some cannabis before I can come back in and play, because it's not easy to just, I don't know. It's just not my...
It's different.
It's different. It is. Yeah. It's different. I will serve you snacks all day long. Yeah. I will give you something to snack on and make something. Yeah. And, you know, I just... Bob's great at the playing the games and doing all of that stuff. Because I just can't. I mean, I can set you up for playing independent play. I can, you know, encourage all these things. And I can kind of be a participant. But I just don't want to get to... yeah.
That's so funny.
I know.
I would have never expected that. But that makes sense, though, because you are such, like, a homemaker. Like, you're, like, the mom.
Yeah.
It's, like, you're good at doing mom stuff, and then it's, like, you're kind of focused on all that when it comes down
I'm
to, like...
I'm multitasking, doing all these things. Like, while they're playing, I have to do all these other things. Yeah. Like, throwing in a load of clothes to forget about. And,
To forget about.
Yeah. Gather. Like my life, too. I know. Oh, I think I still have something in the watch that I have rewatched, and... Yeah, so we'll do that again.
By the way, yeah, I feel like the same. I feel like Joe does most of my laundry, because he'll be like, oh, I forgot I did stuff. He's like, I already got it.
And oh,
I'm like,
that's so nice. Yeah.
Because I do that, too. It's like 3 days later, I'm like, oh, I should probably rewatch that.
I know.
Yep. Had to do that. Yeah. It's so funny. So tell me about all the things that you do right now.
Okay. Like what a week in the life of Hot Mess Homemaker looks
like?
Yeah,
I
want to
know what... Okay, so I have to say this cute, this sweet little thing. There was this woman who... She was kind of a homeless woman at Cafetto. Mm-hmm. And she came in and she stole some of your earrings. Mm-hmm. And I saw her do it. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and I was like, I know you're stealing. And like I confronted her and she left. And then a week later, she came back and... She's like, I just want to pay for that. I really respect this woman. I don't even know who she is. And she's like, tell me about her. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh my,
she came in to pay a week later and then wanted to know about you. Like, this fantasy of, like, sweet. This hot mess homemaker who is, like,
what a mystery.
Yeah, you were, like, this, like, the perfect housewife who, like, made earrings and, like, did all. Like, she was, it was kind of cute.
Oh, that is cute. Like, I love the mystery. I love going in there and then... Someone catches me restocking and they're like, are you Hot Mess Homemaker?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I am. And they're like, oh, I have so many of your earrings. I buy them all the time. And that's so awesome. It's grocery money.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So tell me, because I don't think we addressed you refurbish earrings.
Yep. So I like find, fix, and remix is kind of what I say. Like I'll, you know, just do a little spit shine and replace some hooks or like a dangly bit or mix and match, you know, this with that to make a new pair. So there's a mix of new styles and some like antique and vintage and retro and funky and handmade. So I love it. I love what people create. Like, I love the handmade ones. Those are so fun and funky and people are so creative. And it's really... It's just really makes me smile seeing all the things that people create.
Yeah.
I get that same feeling when I'm cruising through the alleyways of South Minneapolis and like looking at people's gardens, like, oh, they're so creative and look at what they built and look at how they repurposed that thing. And
is that cool?
Yeah. Yeah. People are great. You know, I think when I was younger, I had a lot of envy and jealousy because like, I felt like I needed to come up with something, you know, like reinvent the wheel. I needed to reinvent the wheel and people, it has to be big and I need to be known. I need to be seen. And now I just appreciate all the little ways that people are making a life for themselves and making, you know, creating and just enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
It's just inspiring.
And I like that. I really like, so you, now do you have, besides college and stuff before that, do you have any like, what is it, like handyman background or?
Because
you use a lot of tools.
I do. I love tools. I love tools, but I do not love learning a new tool. Like, throw out the instructions. I don't want to, like, if it is not intuitive, I will have a really difficult time wrapping my brain around it and, like, accepting it into my tool belt. Yeah. It's not going to be part of the team until I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, Bob got me a Cricut for Christmas, and I was kind of like, ooh, this has an instruction manual. It's not a screwdriver. It's not a hammer. I'm very analog, and he's very techie. We're very opposite, and no more panic. No,
I'm old.
yeah, jingle, jingle, jingle. So I was apprehensive to use it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of scared of it. You know, it's that fear. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like literally it's just a creative tool. Like, let's just learn, you know, it's okay. And it is pretty intuitive. And I've been able to figure out, of course, how to like do things without purchasing all the extras that they want you to purchase, you know, all the designs and all of that stuff. And I can take care of like making designs and not, I don't, you know, workarounds, hacks, all that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty, getting pretty good at it.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
And it's become one of my most used tools, actually. I've helped out Lost Fox a lot with it.
Oh, cool.
With their branding, you know, using their font to write signage around the place, just so it feels cohesive and, you know, like a business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Uh-huh. So the Cricut, it does a lot of things too, right? Like you can make...
Yeah, there's all these
cards and...
You know, sure. You can do a lot of really... Panic button again. Oh, panic button again? Awesome. Okay. I think...
Her face.
Oh.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Oh. What did Joe say? Do you want to take it and make sure the doors are closed and... Thank you so much. Thank you.
He's just like, oh, I just want
to
jump.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. He's got your keys.
I'll be right there.
Yeah. Oh, go see the puppies. Go see the puppies. What's that?
Is that ID picture of you right there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You look so different.
I know. Yeah, I have. I don't know.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
The bangs.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Sorry.
What were you saying?
We're getting interrupted, but that's okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Here are your keys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Another set of keys if you want.
Yep. There you go.
There we go.
If you don't mind them being, you know, she might lose them or misplace them.
They'll be
somewhere in this room.
Yep. It's not like we haven't lost it. Oh, you found. Are those the keys you found? Or?
Nope.
Okay. Did you find your keys?
Nope.
Okay.
Keep your eye out for some keys, Daphne. I lost some.
She is a dog. Oh my gosh. Oh, you know what? I have a master fidgety thing.
Ooh, master fidget.
Yeah, it's like some little kid left it at a restaurant I worked at and I washed it and like love it.
Cool.
Here you go. But yeah, so the Cricut, those are so cool. Because, okay, I'm very similar to you in the sense where I, like, if it's too much, I don't read instructions.
Right.
I have to just know, like, that's my favorite thing to write on, which is the typewriter.
Oh my gosh, and I love that.
Yeah, I have one upstairs. I think I have two upstairs, too. So.
You have to be, you know, really mindful about what you're writing.
You want to sit with me?
Hi, Daphne.
I know, it's so fun. Have you ever used one?
I have. My parents had one growing up, and so I would play with it. It was super fun.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that you can just see how it works.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I understand this.
Yes, exactly.
I understand.
Yes, this I understand. There's like, I press this, it does that, and it's very, you can see it.
I love it.
Yes, tools. But I do love tools. I am a sucker for tools. I have lots of tools. I like finding tools. I like using...
Do you work in like a workshop? Do you have one at your house?
Well, everywhere is my workshop. The kitchen table is, we don't eat at the kitchen table. We eat at the counter or in bed. the table is always covered in something.
I love
always.
It.
Always. Yeah.
A creative home is the best.
For sure. I have a garage with space that I'm trying to clean up too.
Okay, this is really refreshing because I see people's like Instagram stories or Snapchats of them in their perfect homes.
It's not real.
And yeah, and I'm like,
don't believe it.
What do you do? Like, why is your house so perfect?
Well, pan around to behind the camera.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, you can certainly remove some clutter to take a pretty picture.
Yeah. Oh, where are you headed?
That's social media, not real. And then, you know, can really make you feel, I don't like to use it. I really, because of that whole, like we were talking about earlier about the social anxiety, and it's kind of been a little intense, maybe like postpartum anxiety mixed in with that. So all these hormones can really, really intensify some symptoms. And so I just couldn't even put myself out there, because as soon as you say something, you like open up to the world, then they, you know, can come in and comment. Yeah. And it takes like all this time and energy. And I over like
negativity.
Me too. And I overthink everything I say. And so, I mean, it's kind of difficult for me. I don't want it to take up so much time. And at the end of the day, I don't have time for social media. Right, yeah. Everything else is way more important. Yes, I'm still like browsing and like looking at other people's stuff and memes and funny shit. But
are you single in the Twin Cities? Are you sick of Tinder, Christian Mingle, and OkCupid? Meet real people in real life for real. Go to stassidates.com. That's S-T-A-S-S-I dates.com. If you don't know how to spell dates, maybe you shouldn't be dating. Stassi Dates, the land of 10,000 dates.
I'm not really putting anything out there. Like, sometimes I feel like this tug and this pull, like, oh, but I need to share this great idea. And oh, I need to, you know, people, I need to feed this hungry content beast, because it wants some more free hacks and it wants some more cool ideas. And it's like, you know what? That is just time and energy. And, I don't know. I don't know how to, I can't keep up with social media. And so then I feel like, well, I'm not even doing it right. So I don't want to do it at all. I'm an all or nothing person. Yeah. And so I'm in a period of like nothing right now on social media because I just don't care. Right. I don't care. Yeah. And you know, it is
really hard.
Yeah. I don't feel like there's a way to be balanced and stuff with social media. I feel like it's just, you know, either you get swept up in it. It's like, it's just capitalism.
Yeah.
It's just capitalism in this pretty little app, and it just makes you want to buy things. It makes you want to expend energy, and it makes you want to work really hard.
Yeah.
Work really hard, because you should always be working really, really hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I am divesting from those ideas. Yeah. I work really hard naturally, and I just need to let myself rest, because I have a difficult time resting because of fucking capitalism. You know, it's like I have to be productive. Yeah. I have to be productively resting, you know. I can't just sleep. Like, can't I be doing something else while I sleep too? Like learning something, or, you know.
Hi. Make sure when we're done, we'll make sure we check under the couch for everything in your everything. Wallet.
Yeah.
Because I'm like looking, I'm like, oh. So funny.
Yeah.
No, isn't it crazy? Like, just the world that we live in.
I know. And as soon as you start to feel bad about it, it comes back to like, oh, somebody wants me to do more or be more.
Yeah.
And I don't need to do more or be more. Right. I can just be a human being who takes care of my basic needs and lives a quiet existence doing my thing. I don't know. I'm more into being quiet. I used to want to be kind of showy and be seen, you know. That just was youth. Youth and ego, and I think recognizing, you know, where I got tripped up and where I needed, you know, where I was going for that dopamine and that validation, it wasn't healthy. Yeah. And
I think it's a very common thing with artists common. Too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't want, you know, other people defining the value of what I do, you know, and it's kind of hard to like communicate what I do. Maybe it's not. I find it difficult because it's me. Maybe somebody else would have a easy time to, you know, communicating all like, oh, and I found this thing and I made this thing and I did something else to this and took this off of that and I brought it to this place and I styled it. And then I I changed all these things and came up with some marketing. And then I did, you know, like I keep adding these different instruments and tools to this one man band kind of thing. I'm walking around, you know, smash, boom, bang. here's what I can do.
Yeah.
What do you need? Yeah. I have a gazillion, million, trillion ideas. As soon as I see a pile of random objects. I think of so many things I could do with them.
Yeah.
And so it's overwhelming. You know, I could easily fill my house with stuff because there's so much junk out there, things, potential
too.
Projects. So many people do. Yes. Yeah.
Like so many fun ideas, yeah. Especially because you're a thrifter too, right?
I do thrift. Yeah. Yes, I do.
And do you, is that kind of where you like alter creative things and stuff?
Well, I do thrift stores. It's kind of like just to see what's out there and treasure hunt kind of in an organized way. Sometimes I feel like just doing it in an organized way instead of just my freestyling, driving around randomly and or looking at like free stuff on Nextdoor on Facebook Marketplace or something. So sometimes I'll like use that a listing for something free as a starting point. I'll go to that and get that and then like work my way around there and go around alleys and curbs to find other things from that area.
Very cool. Yeah. I heard from a mutual friend that your house looks like a Tim Burton movie. The inside of your house.
Bob would love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, Bob wants to live in a haunted house. Like he would love to live in a haunted house.
Really?
That's his dream. And and we've been together, married almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's becoming, you know, I've kind of adopted a lot of his aesthetic into my own, you know, I've added some darker colors and but mixed with some bright happy stuff, and it is a delightfully eclectic mix.
I love it. That's so cool. I would love to see it.
You're welcome over anytime.
Oh, fun. I know I was on the outside of your house and met your cat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your friendly
guard cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's like, who's here?
You're right.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It is, even with the cat, it's like a Tim Burton movie. The cat that
totally.
The guard cat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I know. I'd love to see that cat drawn as like a character.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Family portrait.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
I know a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can't draw, but.
I know somebody who can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, okay, so tell me, now, did we go over all the projects that you're doing?
Oh, no, probably not. Nope.
Okay.
No, we're not. We haven't even. Yeah, so, let's see. Well, this morning, after dropping Bob off at work, because we have a broken vehicle, so I had to bring him.
Not the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's funny because, so we just got this van back that has been broken for years. Like it was sitting in our driveway for 2 years and then it was sitting at this guy's shop for 1 year. Just got that back. And then our other truck broke.
Oh.
And so now that's in the shop and I don't know when we'll get it back. And Nova was like, oh, Mom, so when we got that back, then that truck broke. And then that when that truck's fixed, then this one breaks. It's a pattern.
Oh my
like
God.
She's recognizing patterns. And I was like, it is a pattern. Good job, honey.
One that you're really a big fan of, though.
Right.
Aww.
Yeah. So I dropped Bob off, and I had made some kind of flashy, silvery, reflective, more festive flowers out of found materials for the brewery's beer sign.
Cool.
I just keep adding to it to kind of change the seasons.
And you, because you do that big beer sign.
Yeah, I did the installation.
Really cool.
Yeah, so it's like all these cool like flowers made out of random materials. And so I just put up some silvery stuff to make it more festive for the holidays.
Cool.
And then I have a van full of stuff to bring to Lost Fox. I have a 12-foot Christmas tree for my mother-in-law to go put up there. And help make it more festive and some other festive things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made like a little basket full of card making supplies. Like there's some little cutouts from vintage holiday cards and really cute stuff. And I put some glue sticks and markers and I thought maybe that'd be fun for bar craft while you're having a coffee or cocktail like make a greeting card. So I'm going to bring that there.
You're just going to lay it out?
I'm just going to set, it's like a basket. So I'll just set that there and then people can, if they want to, they can maybe $5 for a card and sit there and make a card.
Cool.
Yeah. And just like have like a childlike experience and feel that nostalgic. Yeah, there are all these kind of very nostalgic looking pieces of like poinsettias cut out, and they're just really beautiful. I had found them in an alleyway at, I think, some garage sale leftovers. Was this Ziploc bag full of, somebody had like had intricately and precisely cut out all of these little flowers and just cute little things, and saved them so nicely. And we've been using them for a couple of years around the holidays, just crafting with Nova.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is really fun. I'm going to bring that to the bar.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of the, I don't know, I'm a merrymaker. Yeah. I like to make some merry moments.
And all of the like bars, coffee shops are so happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
and you make such a good atmosphere. And confetto is all you, isn't it?
It is a lot of me. What is that? Got a little bit loud.
That's bizarre.
Here, I think I am, maybe she tugged on it a little bit. Is it tugged on me? Or?
Oh, maybe it's unplugged on the microphone cord.
Daphne did difficulties.
That's okay.
It's a good marker. Ooh,
if we didn't have her, it's blue. I love the chaos. I love the kid chaos. Yeah, it's just too. Like high energy. Yeah. It's like fun.
This is, and I bring her with to Nova with on all of my not all of them. Sometimes I have to wait till the weekend when Bob is around so I can go do my thing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes my mother-in-law watches her. But I'm usually wrangling the kids while I'm doing these creative projects, and they
which
get
is
to
so fun. I love
be
that.
There and see that mommy
see
does
who
stuff.
You are.
Yeah, see who I am. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They get to see who I am, and it's fun seeing them pick up some of my skills. Mm-hmm. And Nova's very resourceful, and it's really fun to see. She's pretty observant too, and good at spotting junk. Good at matching pairs for earrings.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so cool. There's something really special about making cards and putting that thought into making your own, because we're so used to just going to a store and picking out a card.
Yeah. Buying one with a generic saying, or maybe it's a nice sentiment, but it's not. It's not a glue stick and scissor and marker card.
No, right?
That's a big deal.
Or even
deal.
Just writing your own thoughts instead of having somebody else write them for you, which they have some really cute cards, but just being able to be like, oh, what are my words to you? Lots of dog tongues. They love to lick. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You need a puppy.
Oh, I know.
You have
we had a roommate with a puppy.
Oh.
I think I was telling you about projects that I have going on.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have another painting project, a mural in another sport court. Courts are kind of a popular thing for additions, home additions these days, like having like a space to like the kids run around and shoot hoops or something.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Fancy.
Indoor sport court?
Yes, yes. And my friend Morgan, her and her husband have a design and contracting company, and so that's called Construction to Style, and I painted in their sport court at their home, and I think that's how this other person found me. I think she maybe saw that and so had an idea to use me for a mural. So we started talking last spring. And it's about time to paint, so we need to finalize the design and stuff. And it's kind of different, you know, it's someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Because most of my work has been for people I know.
Yeah.
And so this is a whole, you know, it's different when you're kind of, you know, trying to be like a professional artist and being like, okay, well, here's my estimate and here's, you know, it's like, that gives me a lot of anxiety, but they're really nice and they liked my idea right from the get-go. They have some busy kids and I thought maybe we do they like all the Minnesota sports teams. And I thought, what if we do like a coach's playbook, like the X's and the O's and the squiggles and the dashes to like, you know, like the play the play that the coach is calling, and they're drawing it on this thing. So it will have a lot of movement, and I'm excited to meet them and see the space and the scope of, like, okay, well, like, how long am I going to be here, and what's this project going to be like, and what colors do they want to do? Kind of, it's going to be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. So that's something. Gosh, I don't know. Home projects too. Those are always on. I'm trying to rearrange the living rooms, fit a Christmas
always
tree.
Home. Yeah.
Always. Yes, exactly. Whenever I'm like busy in my brain, I kind of start rearranging furniture. I'm like, I just need to sort something out. Yeah. You know, I need to figure out this puzzle that has an infinite number of solutions.
Are you a physical mover? Like, you just like,
I'm covered in bruises.
I know. I'm like that too. So people are like, why don't you just like plan it out? Like write it out. I'm like, no, I have to move it.
No, I have to physically move it so that I can see it. Yep. So I can live it. So I feel the flow.
Yep.
And I'm not one to just like,
I'm the same.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, Bob hates it. I'm always moving things around. He's like, well, now where is it? Or, you know, I'm like, oh, do you mind if I move these here again? Don't move the records again.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty creative too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's creative. And he's, I'm the cook, he's the baker. You know, because he's precise, he's meticulous, he is accurate, and follows instructions, reads manuals.
Yeah.
And I am a wing it, use whatever you have in the pantry.
Spice here.
And that special spice, you know, I'm that special spice.
Yeah.
And so, but ask me to replicate it, I can't, because it's of the moment, dude. This is it. These are one of a kinds, these dishes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like whatever is left over. Yeah, mm-hmm. I cook like
leftovers.
That too. Leftovers. Like,
leftovers.
Oh, this could be good with that. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of spice here.
Oh,
and,
Yeah.
It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's the best meal. And you're like, oh, yeah, what was in here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she loves those.
I think I can smell her diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's in there.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll let her finish up and I'll take care of that.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
No. She's just a little one.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love this. This is so great.
I know. This is nice.
This is the first baby on the podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Baby's first podcast.
Yeah.
That's so great.
We have to get her little headphones.
Like little wings. Yeah. Her first.
Little mini headphones.
Yeah, mini headphones. Oh, that'd be so cute.
That would be adorable.
Yes, it would.
The dogs don't know what to do. They're like, gosh.
Are you talking about us?
I know. They're like, this is chaos. Mm-hmm. They're like, who's destroying? You get so mad when we destroy stuff. You're just going to let this one destroy.
Oh, they're so gentle.
I know, they really are. This one's, I think Nellie is like a nanny dog.
Oh,
she loves kids.
So sweet.
She's very gentle. So any more projects that you have going on right now?
Well, there's always like stuff a brewing in my brain. You know, projects kind of come up because I see something and I'm like, oh, now I need to make that. I'm going to make that thing right now. So I'm sure there's a project.
We're having so much fun.
Hey.
Remember coming to get coffee at Caffetto and you work there and you're all pregnant. Oh. Your cute little like dress. Do you remember dressing up like that when you were pregnant?
Yeah. It was awesome working at Caffetto when I was pregnant, and it was a special time.
Yeah.
That was the last time I kind of officially had a jobby job.
Yeah,
I guess.
So you're not really employed anywhere, are you?
No, I'm not really employed anywhere, and that's the way I like it. Because then once you're, you know, then you have to be accountable. They have to like call on you on, you know, oh, well, can you fill in here and there and whatnot? I don't know.
No.
Take on responsibilities that I don't want to do.
Because you have to be freelance.
I have to be freelance. I have to be able to be on my own schedule. I'd love to help out. I'd love to, you know, come up with some ideas for you. But I need to be able to come and go and work on my time when it works. And
And it sounds like you've had a lot of like side jobs and stuff in the past.
Yeah, I've
like a lot of artists do.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So you do the restaurant work, the hospitality work, because that makes some good money and allows you the schedule to, you know, you can kind of change shifts with people, swap shifts, and kind of customize your schedule a little bit, or only work a few days a week and still make the good money so that you can do your other creative things and have a life. Kind of always just patchworking things together. I mean, it was probably like 5 years that I was in the airlines, all those different jobs, but mostly restaurant work. And then I've just been, helping out different friends and their businesses.
So
and,
cool.
And
what you do is really necessary, because when you are running a restaurant, you're doing all these things. So maybe somebody who of your friends who run the restaurant are creative, but at the same time they're doing so much.
Oh,
they need somebody to take over that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they so many small little fires come up every day that need to be put out.
Yeah.
And so they don't have the energy or time to put into the, little touches, the little details, creative fun things.
And also just having like cards, like who's going to think of that when you have all these other things to think
about? Well, right. And customer experience and all that stuff. You're just trying to make sure that like you have stuff in stock and that, the shift got covered or that this other person, the credit card machine's working. I mean, there's just so many things that can happen. If I can help just make it cozy, I mean, while the fires are happening all around you, like, that's great.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's fun. I love it. You have a great life.
Yeah, I really do. It's really fun. Someone said that to me when I was decorating. I came in and did some holiday decorating at Lost Fox, and this woman's like, "You have the best job." And I'm like, "Yeah, I do. Like, I love creating magic. I'm a magic maker. I'm a merrymaker, little elf."
Yeah.
And
Elf Kara.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I got to take off this warm sweatshirt because baby wants some milk. Oh, you're getting kind of tired.
Huh? Do you think you have more kids after this?
I don't think so. It's unlikely, but you never say never, because that could happen. I'm not a spring chicken. Not a spring chicken. I'm more of like a late summer chicken, born September. And I'm 41, thinking about gestating another human, plus the, direct like postpartum time and thinking just, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot to ask of your body, of your mind.
So you had your first kid at 36?
35.
Okay.
35. Yes. So first one at 35 and then, and then 40. Okay. Second one. So geriatric pregnancy, considered geriatric.
Yeah.
But that's silly. That's a silly term.
Yeah.
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 Anything's possible.
That's so cool. I love seeing how people are having kids later than they are now.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, not pushing this idea that you need to do it right away, get it out of the way. I mean, it's great. That's just fine, because then you are a young parent who will be around for, maybe great grandchildren. And I'm not thinking about great grandchildren at all.
Yeah.
I will not meet any great grandchildren.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be dust and gone and they won't know about me and I won't know that they don't know about me. So it's okay.
Yeah.
They're morbid and whatever.
Oh, no, they'll know about you.
They're
going to have a ton of stuff in their house, in their, like, futuristic houses, and they'll be like, "Oh, my great-grandmother made that."
Yeah, I put all different screws in that thing so that you'd remember me needing to grab the different screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I saw that somewhere in a meme, like, if you want people to to think of you while they're remodeling your project or whatever, like, use different screws. And I thought that was really funny. Because I do. I just, like, dig into my, like, screw box and I use random.
Whatever, this works, that works.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a nifty little tool that was Bob's grandpa's, and it has, like, all these little bits you can just, like, push out and kind of like those little pencils where you can, like, keep plugging in the refill of pencils on the top and it pushes the fresh pencil down, kind of like that. But, it's this tool where you can, like, pop out the bit and put that in the end, and it's, like, got a nice, like, little torque and, It's a magic little multi-tool.
That's very
cool. So you can easily use different screws.
Yeah.
That's, swap bits.
Yeah, just swap them out. That's so fun. Well, if you ever have a project, you need a second hand, I want to learn tools because I never really got a chance to do anything with tools.
Well, I mean, do you own this house?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in here. You can tools just start taking screws off of things and just start, you know, thinking or fixing things, you know?
Yeah.
Just start doing stuff.
Yeah. I know.
But you can come over and play with my tools too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. If this was my home, I feel like there'd be a lot more stuff hanging up and so many things I'd want to do.
Mm-hmm. I know. Even at our house too, there's still so many things that I want to do or redo because I came in just, and now, I'm kind of making it for kind of Halloween because we would have big Halloween parties. That's why it looks like Tim Burton's house, kind of, because I think when someone said, I can't tell what's decoration or decor.
I love that.
So that's really fun. Mission accomplished. You know, I created a spooky home. Yum, yum.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting kind of sleepy. You've been a wonderful podcast.
She guest. Has. I love how interested she is in everything. Mm-hmm. She's just like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah.
What's that? What's love this.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Cool. Yeah. Mommy's headphones? Pretty neat.
I feel like she's going to be in the center of attention. She seems very interested.
She's hilarious and ham. And she'll at school pickup the other day, she was on the little playground thing and waving to people and slid down the slide and then had to go walk around and say hello to all the puppies.
Aww.
I know. And just like waving and just so sweet and happy and friendly. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You love those?
Love them.
That's so fun. Well, it was great to hear about everything that you do. You're a very fascinating person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I feel like I barely scratched the surface of like kind of, or didn't really go into like what I do or like, but I maybe I did. I don't know. I always think that that I'm not either over or under sharing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be fun. We can talk about it next projects.
Do you
touch base with Hot Mess Homemaker again sometime?
Do you have a website?
No, I don't. I don't want a website. I thought that I wanted one. I thought I wanted to make this website that's cute that has like a menu kind of what I do, like the Hot Mess Homemaker buffet. So, and here are some appetizers, and here's some entrees, and here's some desserts and fun little things. And it sounds cool. Maybe I will, but not right now. I don't need a website. I'm busy enough. Yeah. My week is busy enough. My days are busy enough.
Yeah.
If you end up in my orbit, awesome. Cool. Yeah. I will help you out. I will give you the pants off my ass. But I don't need to seek out additional projects or like kind of like solicit or like, you know, I don't need that. You know, I don't need a business card.
Yeah.
My earrings kind of are like business card sort of, but I don't want that. I am anti-growth now. Yeah. Before I wanted to be big. I wanted to be like the first. I wanted to be the most or something, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just like ego optics. That's just that trap. Oops, I fell in again. Capitalism.
Yeah.
That stupid hole I keep tripping into. But I, what are they talking about?
growth.
Website. Oh, anti-growth. Yeah, I don't want bigger isn't better.
Yeah.
I want to keep it small, manageable. My time, I want to be flexible. When I start to get too busy, I'm like, why am I so, I'm like kind of spinning around busy. Like I create the problems and then I creatively solve them. You know, I'm like, oh, but I want to like do this cool display. And so then I'd like make this huge thing and then I'm like, now I have this big thing I need to do. Well, you know, like, but it's fun. And so I don't want to get too many outside projects just every once in a while. Like this mural project is kind of like this random asteroid that came into orbit. And I'm like, who are you? okay, here, I'll do this. And
it feels right.
Sure. Yeah. We'll feel this out. It's feeling okay. We're digging each other. It seems respectful. It seems like we're on the same page. So sweet. Yeah. But, you know, I don't need like quantity of people. I'm cool with just keeping it tight, keeping it small.
Yeah.
Keeping it local, hyper local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
My sphere of influence is in, you know, it expands and contracts as I'm able, and I need to be able to control that.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that so much. It's such a intuitive way of being.
Yeah.
Is where you can kind of whatever you need will come to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, and it does. Like rapid manifesting, like rapid junk manifester. That's me. I like, you know, think of something, want something.
Just a hoarder? No, I'm just kidding.
Right? Well, I'm just kidding. If you're always looking, yeah, you're going to see it, right? That's like
people. That's a fun term for.
I think.
I'm not a hoarder. I'm a
I'm a rapid manifester. Yeah. I'm a rapid manifester of junk. Yeah. I love all this stuff. Yeah, I do. Like, but I'll find the thing that I'm kind of looking for.
Right.
And so it's like, wow, this is kind of spooky sometimes. Like, it just comes to me quickly.
Yeah.
I was using the power of observation. I'm just very observant. I'm very resourceful. And I go with my gut. And I kind of am like, oh, I think I need to stop by that thrift store and take a look there for, you know, like a really cozy, like, cardigan wear around the house or something, because I can't spend $170 on one new at the store or something. And I found a few options that were like $5 and they were super cozy, and I don't have to feel crappy about spending so much money, even though, I mean, I can treat myself, sure, and buy that really nice thing, but I know myself and that I am very rough with my things, with my tools and my clothes. All my clothes are play clothes, and so I don't want to spend a lot of money on them.
Yeah.
And so just I think being aware of your surroundings, what's available to you, and also setting a parameter of like, I don't want to spend any money, or I don't want to, you know, if I can get this without spending money, you find a creative solution to things, or, you know, you ask questions. You know, because if you don't ask, you don't get.
Yeah. She figured that out.
She figured out some PBS games.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Daniel Tiger.
Did she normally do that?
No.
That's cool. Wow, she said a word. I mean, she said today.
Yeah, she's leaps and bounds, man. It's a growth spurt for sure.
That's so cool.
More teeth coming in, kind of sleep changing a little bit, eating kind of changing a little bit, poop changing a little bit.
Yeah. Growing.
She's growing. We're all growing.
I know.
Yeah, it's really great. And I just hope I'm, you know, growing and modeling, being an authentic and caring, intuitive person. Somebody who's just aware of themselves and others.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to model for them.
Yeah, absolutely. This is so cute. I love this so much.
I know.
This is adorable.
Yeah, it is.
Because she just figured it out, too.
Yeah.
Yep. She might be more tech savvy than you.
Seriously. Yeah, I know. She is. She takes after her dad, for sure. She looks like her dad and looks like her dad's side of the family. Yeah, for sure. And she's athletic, like him, too.
Oh, Yeah. She's bigger and like kind of strong.
Yeah, she likes, you know, playing with balls, like kicking them around, and like she's kind of like rough and tumble and just climbs on everything and is really brave and is like goes up to dogs and is like, hi, let's be friends.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, different kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, different kid.
Yeah. And because your other daughter is a little bit more like kind of creative.
Very.
I've met her. She's very.
Likes to dance and sing, and she has a very. Very big creative interior world.
Like a mini you.
Yes, a mini me. And she's clumsy. And, you know, she's just a hoot. I mean, they both of them have some pretty hilarious comedic timing. I mean, it's really fun.
Yeah.
and stop. And and scene. Words lost. Can't recall anything else.
You know, I've had a lot of creative people on here before. Am I? like I'm low. Am I low? Let me see. Hold on. I've had a lot of creative people on here before. Mm-hmm. A lot, and a lot of stumble over their words. Mm-hmm. But they're very, like, just the things that they create are amazing. And yeah. They're the most, they get, like, talk over them, like, trip over yes. their words, and they talk faster than yes. their brain is going.
Oh,
and
I can't keep up.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so, I love it. It's yeah. like, you can see how your brains work. Oh, and we lost power.
And we're
is that the end? No, I mean, we're still recording. It was just funny.
Yeah.
I love it. That would be so funny. I know, right? And cut. The kid cuts.
She cuts. She hangs up on the grandmas when we're FaceTiming. Like, and we're done.
She is text savvy. She's like, she and is. Goodbye. Yep. I love it. She's turning on and off.
Switches. Buttons.
No, it's funny. We are plugged in, but I have a backup battery that kicked in. That's so cute. I love it.
Well, thanks for being chill with her coming along for this and making it just a chill experience, you know, not something that I needed to be too a ball of nerves over, you know, or serious. Yes. Yeah. I'm on a podcast. This is my podcast voice.
This is my podcasts are very different and chill. Everyone's like, what's your outline? I'm like, I don't have one.
Perfect.
Just good. Show up.
Yeah.
Normally I feed you, but I stopped doing that just because it got a little too crazy. Yep. But I do want to know what your
mouth breathers and chewers and all that.
What's your favorite food?
Definitely leftovers. I mean, of anything I have, so that's ready to go because that's just the best when you don't have to think. French fries though would be like number one for like ever, always.
Yes.
Dying breath. Put a French fry in my mouth.
I love French fries. They're so good.
They're good.
Do you like all potatoes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any form, please. They're mood boosters.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
And they have a lot of potassium.
Yeah. Ugh. Is that what boosts our mood?
Maybe. Are they really mood boosters?
Well, that's what my mom said.
Oh.
She read it in her like AARP thing, or maybe it was this other book that was like super immunity book.
Ooh.
Like, potatoes are mood boosters. Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, they are.
When you're crying and you eat a bowl of mashed potatoes or some French fries, that boosts your mood.
I know. Now I want some.
Or not even crying, but just we after a difficult or after a doctor's appointment, we'll get some. McDonald's. We'll go to McDonald's afterwards, like after a you know.
Oh yeah.
We'll get a milkshake and some French fries.
Oh, do you dip them?
Or you know, sometimes. Sometimes. But yeah, she'll just drink the thing.
That sounds so
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
gotta sweeten
up
here?
Those things.
I don't know.
She is.
We got a little monster under our table. Oh. You can't even see her, and all of a sudden it's just the table starts moving. I'm like, whoa.
It's Daphne.
What's
spooky?
What's going on? A little scary.
Hi, you.
A little spooky.
Hi, you cutie. I see your face. There you are. Hi. Where's Daphne? Where'd Daphne go? There she is.
Oh my goodness. Are you doing any holiday stuff? Or did you end up doing a holiday thing?
So, yeah, the holiday market, not really.
Okay.
No. Yeah, ideas for things, but then I made that little like merch display area for like their stuff, for making it kind of like a little lobby area, because I heard that the new owners of the building are going to make Airbnb or VRBO or something or whatever for upstairs, like different rooms for rent. And so I thought it'd be kind of fun to have like a little kind of lobby feeling vibe, like kind of retro something. So yeah, I haven't done like a market with stuff in a while. I don't think not this year.
Okay.
Not this year. And there's so many things like I want to do, you know, there are some bigger projects or some other things that I've thought, oh, that'd be fun. But then, you know, reality is I still like have a baby, you know, toddler. I'm like nursing
and
her still.
It is a lot.
And it's like a lot.
I know I do events and it's wearing.
Yeah.
I just had mine on Sunday and I am
I'm
so good, but I'm so burnt out.
Yes, you need a break from all the peopling.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whirlwind. I'm like, every person, and I love them all, and it's like I can't give them all my energy, and it's just
too many
like,
people to love.
Yeah.
Too many.
Right?
Yep.
Do you get like that too?
Big time. Yeah, I need a lot of downtime, alone time. I'm like a big homebody. Like I can go out there and do the thing, but then I need a big recovery time from any kind of event or any kind of big project. or I'm at risk of like tripping into a depression spiral hole, because I can be like, oh, I'm not good at, and I should be doing all these things. Or now that that thing is done, I kind of like that dopamine or something is done. And so then I crash a little bit, and I start to, then I start to feel bad, and I pile on those bad feelings and talk to myself in a really terrible way. And it's difficult to get out of that. So I just know myself more now in my patterns, and know that I get kind of down after I finish something, you know, seasons change, or just after after being around so many people, I just need to recover a little bit and be in my safe little cocoon so that I can restore my battery and recharge. And when the time is right for me to emerge, I will, you know, have a new project or a new thing.
You seem to really know yourself well on that aspect.
Well, I have been observing my behavior for years, and I have been doing some therapy. And you know, when a therapist says like, this is a recurring theme, or this is something that, or like my mom is like, you tend to overbook yourself, and then when you finish all the, you crash, and then it's like such a hard crash that it's hard for you to recover, and you're kind of down for a long time. And then when you're depressed, like, you don't want to do all these other things, and so other problems start to happen. You call in sick to work, you put on weight, you feel crappy about all of your relationships. And so it's just this like cycle kind of, you know, with, you know, it's sort of like manic depressive. It's similar, you know, it's very common in ADHD and autism. I know I have ADHD, but I am, you know, probably we're somewhere on the spectrum. I'm somewhere on the spectrum, because we all are, you know, you're here, there, middle, and wherever you are, we are, all of our brains are wired differently. And I think just being mindful and observant without judgment, noticing what you do and how you react, and what sort of patterns you make as the person, it can help you really find clarity and overcome some of those trip ups, and you can kind of bypass some of those traps. Like, oh, I know that this is going to happen, so I'm just going to have to be really nice to myself, and it's okay that I'm not going to be productive today, or I'm not going to do anything. I need to rest today. I'm going to let myself just rest and watch this like mindless show for, you know, however long I need to, because I can't do anything else. I can't be more or do more.
I guess you answered my next question. Like, I guess I was just thinking, have you been where that mindset where you're like, I can do everything, I'm gonna try to do it, I'm gonna do what I need to,
and you try to force it through, and or you just keep going, and then you start making mistakes, and then you start to screw up, and then you start to make it worse, and then you go too far. Like, you, at some point you need to stop and rest, and so that you don't make you know, because I've gone like too far on a design where I'm like, I wish I would have stopped like a little bit ago. You know, I just went a little bit too far, or with this idea, or with, you know, this like, the pause. Mm-hmm. Pausing a bit is helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is hard when you get to that, but I really want to do this. I really want to do this. This sounds like such a cool idea. And you do, and you go, and you go, and you go. But then something comes up, like, you know, a kid needs something, or, you know, they have a fever, or they have something that they need, or you got to go get groceries. And so you can't just continue on. It's maddening, you know, being disrupted when you are working on something.
Yeah.
And there's so many disruptions when you have kids. And that's a, you know, a big thing. Like, if you can't be interrupted, if you have to have perfect conditions for things, which I think a lot of people do, nothing will get done.
Yeah.
Because there are no perfect conditions when you have kids.
Yeah.
There's no perfect time. There's no, I mean, you can, you know, you need childcare to have that free time where you're not having to answer questions or make snacks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, too, we're all just a bunch of little kids. We need to do that for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to take care of ourselves when we have a fever. We have to take care of ourselves when we're hungry. Make ourselves snacks.
Oh, I know.
Go grocery shopping for ourselves.
Yeah, I forget that to eat. Actually, it's a thing. I forget. Yeah. Even while ADHD while I'm making her stuff, I have to remind myself, everything I'm feeding her would be really great if I ate some of it too. Yeah. Some of that avocado, some of those strawberries, feed myself baby food. Like I need to be eating some when I give her some, because otherwise I just give. Yeah. Other people's needs keep coming up before my own. And then I never get to mine. I never get to the bottom. Yeah. If I leave my needs at the bottom, I never get to it, because other needs keep pouring on top.
Yeah. And you got to remember to feed your own needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is true about putting on your own oxygen mask first. I mean, you can't help others if you haven't eaten, haven't slept, you know, haven't had any water, haven't gotten outside, haven't, you know, seen any friends, haven't connected with your family, or your haven't connected with your soul.
Yeah.
You know, there's,
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah. And I think a lot of moms need to remember that too, especially because
It
tends to be a very mom thing. Where it is. Like,
default to taking care of everyone else first. Default. Yeah. It's mode.
And I'm not a mom, so I can't say anything, but it seems to be a trend where it's either you're one or the other, a very selfish mother that doesn't really do parenting very well, or you're a really giving mother that doesn't do self-care. That does it
to their detriment. Yeah.
So it's like,
to their end. Yeah.
Where do we find a balance?
I know, in that? Right? Yes. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. How do I stay motivated? What motivates me? I think that it's just the endless possibilities. They just keep me going. I mean, it's what's out there. What could I find? What could I make? What needs to be fixed? How can I help? That's a big one. Like I'm always trying to solve creative problems, or solve a problem that I see, like, oh, that they need those cups a little bit closer to them. So I'm going to find a little shelf thing and I'm going to put this coffee pot over here so that they can, so that it's more of a flow. Like I'm always trying to help the flow.
Yeah, I see that a lot in Caffetto. And I think you're responsible for that cute little straw man. Is that true? That little straw man that holds all those straws, and he's got like a little...
Oh, am I? Was that... that's been a long time. A really, really long time. I don't know if I'm responsible for that straw man. I'm responsible for a lot of things there. Yeah. But it's kind of fun seeing things like, oh, I brought that there. Like I see they're using that table at the brewery, or that thing from our garden. Or
it's always cool. Fun to walk in and see the changes that you did and be like, oh, it flows differently. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, Kara's been here. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So you can always tell if I've been there, if there's like drawers open or a mess or no, just kidding. I try to pick up my messes, but sometimes things break.
Mama, you're getting so tired. Were you always creative when you were younger?
Oh yes, I was. Always like rearranging my room and redecorating. My parents let me kind of do whatever in there, so I was always up in the middle of the night rearranging my bedroom into a different layout and redecorate it, and then I'd be playing with beads and making jewelry and stuff. And
fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so
always entrepreneurial too. I made rings and sold those, like little beaded rings, and sold worms, night crawlers to a bait shop. That was my first entrepreneurial gig.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You just found them. And that's
my grandparents' yard was so like lumpy with the night crawler, like regurgitated goo or whatever it is, like from the dirt, like buildup. Oh, I don't know. It just like is lumpy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you had the hose out there at night and a flashlight and just picking up these giant, giant slithering earthworms and night crawlers and then sell them to the bait shop.
That's such a cute idea, because kids are the one that they always get into those night crawlers.
Yeah.
And like hiding them.
Oh,
and, like,
they're so cool.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Just a kid Just a little Kara coming in, like, all right.
Here's my worms. Here. You want to buy some worms? My worm coat, my worm trench coat.
Yeah.
Like shoe organizers hung inside with just like worms and all the pockets.
Do you know
just
how much kidding. They bought?
Oh, it was like, like a quarter, a dozen or something like that. My older brother was the first. He was the first to be in the worm business. And then I followed suit. He also made rings too and sold them at school and very entrepreneurial.
So I'm curious, how many kids were sitting in their street corner selling lemonade and you're just like, worms,
I got worms.
Like all the fishermen come to you. Oh, yeah, I go to the bait shop. I can get them cheaper on the corner.
Yeah, right.
The kids.
Not a bad business idea.
Right? Yeah. I know. It's way smarter than
worms
lemonade.
Worms and grubs and bugs. And Yeah, it is. Way more fun.
I feel like people buy the lemonade out of like pity. Like, that's so cute. I don't need lemonade, but I'm going
to
do it.
It's cute. Yeah. I try to stop.
I do too. Yeah,
if I can.
And then there's you that's like, oh no, they're seeking you out because they want your cheap.
They want my cheap worms.
Yeah.
Oh yes. That's fun.
And now what does your brother do? Is he
he's
creative?
A dentist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a dentist. Both of my brothers are dentists, actually.
Oh, wow.
And now they're in business together. My older brother moved back home as well. And so they are both in Roseau, Holly Family Dentistry.
Oh, cool.
Yes, call them up if you need something.
Is that why you have such nice teeth?
Nope. Well, maybe, yes. My brother did help me out with some dentistry back in the day, and one of his friends got me installed an implant. Oh. So I was born without a tooth, like right next to my two front teeth, like the one my brothers are going to be like, oh my gosh, Kara doesn't know anything. The incisors and the bicuspids and the whatevers. Well, anyway, I was missing this tooth right here, and my little brother was born with an extra one.
What?
Isn't that just fascinating? What? So he was like, it was swimming around in mommy's belly and I ate it. So I was missing ones and they want to make perfect smiles. So I had braces and they made a space and put a bridge in there and it fell out when I was eating a burrito. and then it fell out when I was eating a Charleston chew. Of course, I don't know why I was trying to eat one of those. But so then they did an implant. So now it's permanent and I can eat apples and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Yes,
I do need a crown, and I will be hitting my brothers up. So if you are listening,
you'll get a phone call
soon.
Yes,
right.
That's so funny.
I'll do some paintings for you.
I've never heard of that. You just were born without the tooth.
Yeah, and so,
he got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who was born first, you or him?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two
middle
brothers
child,
in
creative,
the middle.
Artsy, spicy middle child, and the very... methodical, typical, kind of straight-laced and by the book brothers.
Oh, so you're the, You're the...
I threw out the rule book, remember?
Yep. That's so funny. Do they call you the black sheep?
Well, not really. I'd be more like a pink sheep.
Yeah.
Like a purple sheep or rainbow sheep or colorful sheep. Yeah, they appreciate me. We have a good relationship, which is great.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's so great. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for making my studio so fun there,
you're
Daphne.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right, Daph. Is it time for us to go? I think so. I think maybe another nap is in store for you.
A nap?
Ooh. Should we go home to nap time? No.
No.
You want to go say bye to those puppies?
If you enjoyed this podcast, show your support and join our Patreon team. Go to excelsiorp.com.